News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, just gone 7:48 here on News Talk Breakfast. Over 200 people turned out for a public meeting in Wicklow Town last night. It's after it was confirmed by the Department of Justice last week that 100 asylum seekers are to be accommodated in the town's only hotel. Our reporter Barry White was at the meeting and he joins us now in studio. Barry, first of all, where will these asylum seekers be staying?
Hi, Karen. Good morning. Yeah, so as you say, 100 asylum seekers will be accommodated in the Grand Hotel in Wicklow Town. And as you say, this was confirmed by the Department of Justice last week. And in fact, some families have already moved into the hotel. I've been told by the owners of the hotel that 24 asylum seekers are already moved into 13 rooms. Now, I'm told that these people are from places like Syria, Sudan, Pakistan, and Nigeria. And the following asylum seekers who will be coming will possibly be from a few other African countries. Now, last night's meeting was held in St Patrick's GAA Club. Over 200 people packed into the hall, and at times the meeting was emotive, and that there was a lot of anger in the hall. Most people there do not want this to happen. Now, locals voiced concerns that they were not consulted about what was happening, and that these people at the meeting told me that they are against the 100 asylum seekers coming to Wicklow Town.
I'm against them coming here because of the simple fact that we don't know who they are. If we knew who they were, possibly it would be easier to take. If we knew that they were vetted, it would be a lot more easier. We've got kids here, we've got young girls here.
When people hear this, they're going to accuse you of being racist because you don't want these people here.
Well, I'm not being racist.
There's a children's disco just across the street from where they intend to have this direct provision centre. And young girls, if you came down here on a disco night, you'd see they're scantily enough dressed, and Well, people's just going to be worried about those girls' safeties, and plus there's a school a couple of hundred metres from the hotel, and the same thing, it's darker days now coming home from school, they'd be worried about their children.
Are these people wanted? Are these asylum seekers wanted in Wicklow Town?
No.
What's your message to politicians?
Put up tents in your own back garden. And bring as many as you want in. See how that works out.
We have huge problems in the HSE. We've huge problems in unemployment. We've huge problems in homelessness. And yet we are able to spend tens of millions of euros on trying to solve a Middle Eastern problem.
But surely these asylum seekers have to be homed somewhere.
So why not go to Saudi Arabia or Qatar or Kuwait or
Pakistan,
wealthy countries that are in the Middle East who have a hell of a lot more money than we do.
These countries that they're coming from, they do not respect women. So every woman in this town, as far as I know, is scared for themselves, their daughters and also their sons, going out at night, walking home from school during the day.
My concern is that the 100 people we have coming to Wicklow, we don't know who they are, we don't know where they're coming from, we don't know what their background is, and I'm really worried because I have two young grandchildren and they walk home from school most days and they go past the Grand Hotel and they go down the street, and we don't know what sort of people are going to be hanging around the Grand Hotel. Will someone try and take their school bags or take their pocket money? I have a 27-year-old son. He goes out on the weekend with his friends. He has a few drinks down the town. If he can't get a taxi, he walks home. He's walking past the Grand Hotel some night, and next thing, these people are there and they try to take his wallet off him or try to attack him. Maybe he could get knifed.
Christ on a bike. I don't even know where to start with some of that, like some of the views on show there. Were they representative of everyone at that meeting?
Most people were speaking like that. I've got a lot more people on tape who were speaking the same.
Yeah, because you flee genocide, possible genocide in South Sudan to pick someone's wallet in Wicklow Town.
But there was anger aimed at in all different directions. For example, there was a lot of anger aimed at politicians last night. The two local Fianna Fáil TDs, Pat Carey and Stephen Donnelly, and the local Sinn Féin TD, John Brady, they all attended, as well as a number of Wicklow Town district councillors. But none of the government TDs, namely Simon Harris and Andrew Doyle, attended. And there was real anger aimed at them because people were blaming them for letting this happen. So a number of people stood up and spoke at the public meeting and said, look, they'll never vote for Fine Gael again. But there was other people who expressed concerns about the only hotel in the town closing. They say that this is going to hit tourism. And these people told me that the closure of the Grand Hotel would finally kill the town off.
How can every other town and out in Newtown, Mount Kennedy have a hotel and it's viable and it's profitable? And yet in the town of Wicklow, he's turned around and said that he can't make it profitable. No one will attend it.
So would you rather not see these 100 asylum seekers coming here?
I'm not saying that. They can come here. We can put them somewhere else other than the hotel.
Where else would you put them?
Well, the old hospital is one place, is available. We opened our arms to everybody. Find somewhere to put them, but not at the cost of destroying a town with the only hotel that we have.
So what's the future of Wicklow Town without a hotel?
No future. No future without a hotel.
Look, I have no ill feeling towards these poor devils coming in. However, you know, there has been no concern for the people of this town. They've lost enough. The only hotel in the town to try and bring us tourism in, businesses in, there's nothing. There will be nothing in the town.
Now, Ciarán, I also spoke to two local business owners at the meeting last night. They both similarly say that their businesses will now struggle because of the hotel closing. And they say even some business may have to close altogether because of this.
At the moment, in the last week with the news that's there, I'm looking at closing down the business from Christmas Eve and not opening up in the new year. It has me detrimentally worried.
What is your business?
I have a small little gift shop on the main street in Wicklow town.
So with no hotel, you may be forced to close?
I'm one of the last commercial. Absolutely. If there's no tourists here, who would have usually throughout the year, you would see the Americans coming in September. You would have, even within Ireland, the Irish tourists. They would have kept us going this summer.
Do you think other businesses could close similar to yourself?
I know for the first time ever, businesses who have seen through several recessions have been talking about their concerns about what's going to happen now in the future.
I run a small tourist business and you can't run a tourism town without a hotel. I've struggled to get accommodation for guests of mine. I run an angling charter boat and I've struggled to get accommodation for guys over the last 2 years as the town gets a bit busier with tourism mainly. And now when you take that hotel out, that's 33 rooms gone. So I'm going to struggle even more, and then I won't be able to offer the facilities to guests from Holland, the UK.
Yeah, I guess those are all fair points if the hotel was actually busy. I understand you've been in contact with the owner.
Yeah, the owner of the hotel is Adrian Shanahan. Now, he didn't want to go on tape, but yeah, he replied to all the questions I asked him via email. He says he has entered into a contract to provide bedroom and hospitality services for the asylum seekers who are the guests of the Department of Justice. But he stressed that the bar and the ballroom part of the hotel will remain open to the public. Now, regarding the claims we heard there that the closure of the hotel will kill off tourism in Wicklow Town, Mr. Shanahan says this is simply untrue. He says the hotel is neither the source or the beneficiary of local tourism. He claims that most tourists that come to the town are day visitors visiting the likes of the jail. He also says that the decision to enter into this agreement with the Department of Justice was purely a business decision. He says they have spent almost €250,000 on the hotel in the last couple of years, and year on year sales have continued to drop, and that in reality in the town can just not economically support a hotel. The owner also told me he's received a lot of personal abuse on social media. People have put up photographs of him. His email's been shared around, and he also says many of his staff members have received abuse on social media, and some of them have been forced to leave their jobs. And Mr. Shanahan sent me on some of the screenshots, and I have to say some of the abuse isn't pleasant. He has received a lot of abuse. Now finally, it was claimed by several people at last night's meeting that the hotel owners will make almost €2 million in the next year out of this. I put that to Mr. Shanahan. He says the sum that he will make is considerably less, but he wasn't prepared to disclose the exact figure that he's due to make.
All right, Barry White, thank you very much for that. Back in a moment.